Blackstone Audio presents Nim's Island by Wendy Orr. One. In a palm tree on an island in the middle of the wide blue sea was a girl. Nim's hair was wild, her eyes were bright, and around her neck she wore three cords. One was for a spyglass, one for a whirly, whistling shell, and one for a fat red pocket knife in a sheath. With the spyglass at her eye, she watched her father's boat. It sailed out through the reef to the deeper, dark ocean, and Jack turned to wave, and Nim waved back, though she knew he couldn't see. Then the white sails caught the wind and blew him out of sight, and Nim was alone. For 3 days and three nights, whatever happened or needed doing, Nim would do it. "And what we need first," said Nim, "is breakfast." So she threw four ripe coconuts, thump! Into the sand, and climbed down after them. Then she whistled her shell, two long, shrill notes that carried far out to the reef where the sea lions were fishing. Selkie popped her head above the water. She had a fish in her mouth, but she swallowed it fast and dived toward the beach. And from a rock by the hut, Fred came scuttling. Fred was an iguana, spiky as a dragon, with a cheerful snub.